Well, good morning to each one, and God bless you all this morning. It's a beautiful summer morning, and it's a blessing that we can all get together, and it looks like most of us are here and healthy this morning. It's a blessing. I'd like to read a psalm this morning, Psalm 14. In the Septuagint, I guess it's 15, in the King James or the other ones. I just was reading this psalm and just thought it was just packed with a lot of good advice for daily living, and just it was a blessing to read. And I'm just going to read through it first and then just make a few comments about it. Psalm 14, a psalm by David, says, "O Lord, who shall dwell in your tabernacle? Who shall live in your holy mountain? He who walks blamelessly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, who does not deceive with his tongue, neither does evil to his neighbor, and does not find fault with those nearest him. He disdains those who do evil in his presence, but he holds in honor those who fear the Lord. He swears an oath to his neighbor and does not set it aside. He does not lend his money at interest, and he does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be shaken." I just was really blessed by that. It's just a good, they're just good principles to live by. And I was just thinking, you know, what a difference it would be if everybody would live like this. In verse 2, where it says, speaks the truth in his heart, I just thought, you know, that's just being honest with yourself and not pretending to be something you're not, or putting on an appearance that you're not, but you're honest with who you are, and you're not trying to put on a false front. In verse 3, it's basically like Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself. You're not deceitful, and you don't do evil to your neighbor. You wouldn't want your neighbor to do evil to you, and you're not going to do that to him. And also, I thought it was interesting that it talks about not finding fault with those that are nearest you, and those are often the people that you can most easily see faults in. It's just the most natural thing to do is just, you know, pick apart those that you're nearest to and find their faults. But I think we need to learn to strive to just overlook those small things that aren't a big deal, and try to look for the good in others, and just do our best and realize that we have faults too that they can see in us. Just little things that might annoy other people, and we can just learn to just overlook those, and we'd all just get along better. In verse 4, talks about swearing an oath. We don't swear, but Jesus said to just let our yes be yes and our no be no. It's still the same idea, as to be a man of your word. And if you told your neighbor you're going to do something, well, just go ahead and do it, even though maybe something came up and it's going to be a little more difficult for you to fulfill the promise. Just try to be someone of your word. And, you know, there's always times when we change our minds or something else comes up more important, you know. But I think we need to strive to, that people, when people hear us say something, they know that we're going to do it. And then in verse 5, it talks about not lending your money in interest. You know, if someone comes to you for a loan, they're probably in need, you know. And then you're going to charge them interest on top of that. That's just like taking advantage of somebody that's already in need, instead of just being glad to help out. You know? And it says also, and he does not take a bribe against the innocent. Basically, that's what Judas did. Took those 30 pieces of silver to condemn Jesus. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just money. A bribe doesn't have to be money. It can be anything. You know, I think the innocent are blamed a lot of times for just, maybe someone wants to hold on to their reputation, so they'll let someone else be blamed for something. Or it could be, you know, maybe even fellowship with certain people. You know, they'll allow you to have fellowship as long as you just kind of go along with things and not not cause a stir. And that might, you know, I thought of when Brother David was excommunicated, you know, someone else kind of said that they weren't in agreement with it, and they said, well, you can, you know, then you might as well go too, you know, basically. And so he just had to quiet down and go along with it. It's basically a bribe, you know. So anyway, just really appreciate that psalm. Hopefully we can live by it and strive to do those things. Have any prayer requests this morning? All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, this morning we thank you for health and life. We thank you for this opportunity of another day to do your will. Help us to strive to grow and to love those around us, those nearest us. Help us to learn to love you more and do what's right each day. Help us to build a foundation that will last. Bless Brother David as he shares. Bless those that aren't here this morning. Bless your children around the world, those that are trying to do what's right, and maybe it's difficult. Pray that you bless them and make the way easy. In Jesus' name, amen.